Welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast. This is a podcast where we will discuss the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Ken Williams. The opinions, attitudes, thoughts, and ideas that we discuss are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily a reflection of the actual doctrines of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thanks for listening and enjoy this week's conversation.
And this week is based on a conversation that I had with a brother of mine. I won't mention Mark specifically, but it might have been with him. I was on a trip. I took a car out to Carissa and so did a little bit of a road trip. It was fun and made a few stops on the way there and on the way back. So on the way back, I spent a little bit of time with Mark. We always have good discussions. And we ended up watching a movie instead of recording a podcast. So I'm going to just summarize part of the conversation that we had and give you some thoughts. So one of the things he has asked the question in the past, and I think we've thrown it out a little bit on the podcast before, but how do I know if I'm following God's plan? And this is, we had a good conversation with Brendan about that. What if we don't like the plan that God has for us? And sometimes I think we get super focused on, am I following God's will? And so here are some thoughts. I did a quick search, a Google search. What does God want for us to do? Or something, I can't remember exactly how I searched it. I've now deleted the page. But the one of the scriptures that came up was Micah chapter 6, verse 8. So I'll get to that in just a minute. But I think a lot of times we are paralyzed, this coming from a recovering perfectionist, we're paralyzed by not knowing what's right. I think culturally in the church, at least in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but certainly could apply to any moral code. I think that the more we assume that there is a right answer, the opposite or the alternative of the right answer is the wrong answer. And if you make the assumption that the right answer is, that there's one right answer, then by definition, everything else is the wrong answer. And so if you overlay that on your life and you think, I have to find the one right answer for what God wants me to do, that means statistically, you're going to have a hard time finding that one thing that God wants you to do. So here's my thought on that. I think we grow into our purpose. I think we grow into what's right. So here's the example that I used as I was talking to Mark. The name of this podcast is Chocolate Cake Bites. And if you listen to the first few episodes, I talk about my story and of how I, on almost a weekly basis, I'll make and share chocolate cakes. It's a lot of fun. I've had some amazing experiences. And I started, 30 years ago, something like that. I was in college, and now I haven't done it consistently for 30 years, but I was in college and made this cake. The recipe is, I think it's episode 3. One of my favorite cakes. In fact, I don't like much cake, but that cake is all right. And I made the cake, and it was just me and Marcin, college students. I wasn't creative in my baking at the time, and so I wasn't making smaller batches. I was making a full 9x13 cake, and the two of us would have a couple pieces each, and we're done. The cake is not going to last until we're ready for cake again. So I would cut it up. I'd put the pieces on a plate. I'd wrap it up with either cellophane wrap, plastic saran wrap, something, whatever you want to call it, or foil. And because the cake is so good when it's warm and you frost it when it's warm, the icing would be runny and sticky, and it was a mess. It was still delicious, but it was a mess. Over time, I don't remember even when, but I found at the Dollar Tree, for a dollar, I could get 3 cake pans, and the 3 cake pans would each hold about a third of the batch, a third of the what would have been a 9x13 cake. Well, that's great because you can get about 8-ish pieces, depending on how big your pieces are. And so I could, with the same recipe, I would make 3 cakes, and then I have 1 to eat and then 2 to share. And then I found on Amazon that there was a place, I think it's called Fig and Leaf. I think it's the Fig and Leaf store that I usually get my cake pans from. And they are about the half the size of the Dollar Tree ones. Now, Dollar Tree is now the $1.25 tree. And the same cake pans, if they're even available, it's not a 3-pack for a dollar. It's now a 2-pack for $1.25. So it's doubled, doubled in price. But the Amazon find was, I buy them in cases of, I think it's 480 cake pans at a time that I buy. But I've also gotten creative because the recipe is so simple. It's 2 cups, it's 2 eggs. It's everything's easy to either add to or take from. So I can do a smaller batch and I just cut it in half. 1 egg, 1 cup sugar, 1 cup flour, etc. Or if I want to do 1.5 batches, which is what I usually do, it's 3 cups flour, 3 cups sugar, 3 cups, 3 eggs. It's just 3 sticks of butter. It's very simple to either shrink or grow. And then because I've been giving more and more cakes away on a weekly basis than what I had in the past, it's really nice to have 15 cakes. I can ship out to different people or I can share at church or whatever. And over years of doing this, I have kind of honed, and it will continue to evolve, I'm sure, but I've honed my practice of how I do this. And there's some things that have made it much simpler. There's some things that have made it much easier to share. I occasionally will still do the bigger pans, especially if there's a bigger family, and it's great. But I didn't start with, I think I want to share chocolate cake. Let me see if I can find a pan that will be a personal size cake. And sometimes I do cupcakes too. That was part of my evolution, by the way. I started doing cupcakes for a while, and that I did that for a bit, and then decided it's just a bigger hassle than what I want to do. It's not a big problem, and it certainly is easy to give a person a cupcake, and I would tape a candle to the top of the box. I found boxes on Amazon, but the whole process evolved. It changed. And so I don't think that it's fair to ourselves to put pressure on ourselves to get it right. And I'll put that in air quotes, to get it right at first. I think we try something, find out what works, what we like, what resonates with us, what resonates with others, and then we adjust, and then we evolve, and we move on, and we continue, and we progress, and we get better and better. Shout out to Jeff. Jeff does sourdough bread the way I do cakes. It's fantastic because I'm a frequent recipient of sourdough bread. It's delicious. And he has evolved. He has tried different recipes and he's tried new things and he's figured out ways that he can simplify his processes. And it's not something that he started out doing the way that he's doing now. And that's the way that life is. So when you consider the question, what does God want for me? Or what is my purpose? What does God want me to accomplish in this life? I think we're looking at the wrong thing. So here's Micah 6:8. It says, "He hath shewed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee?" And here's the answer. I think this is what we should be looking for instead of, should I be an architect or a professional baseball player? Here's what the Lord requires, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. So if we're doing those things, if you think about it in the Bible, when it has the two great commandments, to love God and to love your neighbor, if you're doing those things, you're doing God's will. You're following his plan for you. If you are, this reminds me of a conversation that I had with Marcin a while back that, and we kind of touched on it when Brennan and I talked about the big plan, the micro plan, the macro plan, the big plan, and the micro plan, the small plan. And I don't think that God has specific step-by-step instructions for, here's what you're going to do with this year of your life. Here's what you're going to do with this year of your life, or this week, or this month. Now, I think that there are certain events that probably are critical. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just thinking through this as I'm talking, so who knows? But I think that it's not necessarily a one and done, that if you miss this window, that you miss everything. I think that there are opportunities that will come up, and God will use those opportunities for his purposes. But if you think about the purpose of life, as I have learned in my youth, one of the purposes of life to follow God's plan was to choose his plan that requires us to exercise agency. That plan, the plan of happiness or the plan of salvation, whatever you want to call it, gives us an opportunity to live on this planet, gives us an opportunity to have been born. We received a body. We are now here to practice exercising agency. And that is following God's plan. Beyond that, it's just exercising agency. It's just making choices that will draw us closer to him. And so I don't think we need to overthink it. I don't think that it's important necessarily. Maybe it is for some people, but I don't think it's important if you become a dentist or a doctor. And if you're going to be a doctor, it doesn't matter if you're a foot doctor or a brain doctor. I don't think that it matters. There are people that have absolute amazing talents, and they use those in their career. There are other people who have different talents, and they use those. And I think that if we're sitting in the corner, biting our nails, trying to figure out, am I following God's plan? We're not. I don't remember if I brought this up. I think maybe I did, the parable of the talents. Yeah, I did, because when we were talking about the multiply and replenish the earth, I think that's God's plan for us, is to multiply our talents, to extend our reach, extend our influence. That's following God's plan. I don't think he cares whether we extend it being a dentist or being a gardener or being a farmer. Or I don't think that that's that important to him. So, long answer, maybe. And if I were sitting down with Mark and he had asked the question, am I following God's plan for me? I'd say, yeah. Just keep doing what you're doing. Make steps in the right direction. Make sure that you're working towards being like Christ. That's following God's plan. And beyond that, can you be a Christian? I need to come up with better, or at least a longer list of professions. Could you be a Christian pilot? Sure. Could you be a Christian cop? Absolutely. Could you be a Christian firefighter? Yeah. So I don't think that the career is necessarily going to be the one and only career that you need to have for you to follow God's plan. I think you can follow his plan by just following his plan. His plan is for you to be one of his chosen, one of his children. So that's it. That's what I got. That's what I got for you for this week. Who knows what we're going to talk about next week? It'll be good, I'm sure. But thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Chocolate Cake Bites. Please like, share, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear your comments and ideas, and you can reach out to me at ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And before you end the day, take a few minutes to consider, who do you know who needs chocolate cake?